hit them.
Oh, he's opened up now.
How do you like them apples, Chucky?
He's unshackled himself. Jeez. And he said, I don't like this ball. Get out of here. Another one. Because you won't find that one.
Gone into the Marnica circle. That's down the pub.
McDermott looking for a big piece here.
47 off the over.
And there'll be plenty more. That has been brutalised over Cow Corner.
He's been one of the stars of the Big Bash tournament, Ben McDermott. Second in the competition for runs scored. And I still think, like Chuck said in our audio there, I think they still might be searching for one of those balls in and around the Marnica circle. It's been a delight to watch him in the Big Bash so far. The Hurricanes have an enormous test tomorrow night against the Perth Scorchers in a big game in the context of their Big Bash season. Ben McDermott, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Thanks, guys. How you going?
You've seen him like watermelons at the moment.
Yeah, not too bad. Hopefully can... Yeah, keep rolling into this, into these sort of finals, all those last three games and finals, hopefully, with some form under my belt and keep going.
Becomes a pretty big game for you tomorrow night, doesn't it? You're 6-5, you're pretty evenly poised, and the Scorchers are around the same mark, and they've been one of the form teams of the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's it. I think we roll into these next two games. Pretty tough games, really. Oh, and the Renegades after winning quite nicely last night, so... They're a dangerous team as well, but we come across the Scorchers, the Sixers and the Renegades the last three. So, some really good teams to come up against.
Ben, we often speak about the length of the BBL season. How does it feel from a player's perspective in regards to the energy levels? As you mentioned, three games to go and hopefully some finals after that. How do you physically feel at this stage of the competition?
Yeah, I think physically everyone's going pretty well. We've been pretty lucky with our schedule. So... Yeah, obviously it's been a bit of a different year with the hub life, etc. So, we're all going pretty well, and hopefully we can finish strongly.
Have you guys used anything internal about? You know, I know a lot of people are complaining about hub life, and we're well aware of what the tennis players are going through at the moment. I know it's a different sport, but maybe an ability to have an advantage over the competition by actually accepting it and just making the best of this situation.
Yeah, that's it. I think we sort of spoke about just being able to be. Adaptable and coming into this and sort of, you know, it is what it is attitude and, you know, just get it done. No complaining and, so we're really lucky with what we can do and we're just sort of trying to get on with it and it is what it is sort of thing and, yeah, get on with it.
So, Ben, your season so far, 3 scores or more over 89 in the Big Bash, 4 half-centuries in the start of the Shield season, and a ton in the Australia A game in the lead-up to the Test Series. Is anything different for you this season? Have you done anything different? Or is it just are you just having one of those years where all of the hard work's really starting to come together?
I couldn't really put my finger on something in particular. I think it's just a form sort of thing. I think there's not too much that I'm doing differently. It's just, it's sort of just a... watch the ball, hit the ball sort of thing. I couldn't really put my finger in one particular thing.
So because of the form, Shane Warne, Alan Border, just to name a couple, have started to talk about your name for higher honours, and there's a tour of South Africa coming up for the Australian team. Have you had a chance to read some of those really nice things that people have had to say about you recently?
Yeah, I've had a little look. I've seen what Warney said on Fox and... but that's obviously out of my control. I can't really do too much about that. So hopefully we can, finish the year strong and hopefully get us through the finals and do well there.
Ben, have you had any communication with the powers that be at Cricket Australia, I think is what Jack's trying to ask you?
No.
No. So what do? When you hear all these lovely things said about you, and I'm sure over your career you'll hear no doubt the opposite at times, people will question, that's just the nature of being an elite sportsman. How do you go about it and what do you need to do to make sure that you just put your best foot forward?
Just stay present and sort of control what you can control. Start worrying about what selectors are thinking about and if you're going on the next tour, you're in trouble, I think. So if you, for me, it's just, try and worry about what's in front of me and that's the Scorchers tomorrow night. So hopefully put your best foot forward in that game and take it ball by ball.
Take us into your mindset if you can. So Monday's game, you made 96 off 56. Is it as simple as just see the ball, hit the ball like you said earlier, or are you getting to a certain point and going, okay, I'm on, I've got a bit of a license here? Just try and map us through that innings if you can.
Yeah, obviously, you know, he's seen the ball pretty well. So, yeah, going to the game, but recognising that you're starting on zero again and you're not on 96. So, yeah, starting again and starting the same processes over again. Hopefully it can come off. But, yeah, that's about it. Just see the ball hit the ball.
It's coming off a lot for you at the moment, Ben. We wish you all the best. As you say, it's a really, really important game for you and the Hurricanes tomorrow night against the Scorchers. And I'm very certain that your name's going to be called out in the next tour of South Africa. So if that's the case, we wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Ben McDermott joining us for the Hobart Hurricanes. 26 years of age, in fantastic form with red and white ball.
Yep.
His time is now, I reckon.
Yes.
His time is now.
Yes. Is the next stage for him, next step, is to be a part of the squad and actually tour or be within that environment maybe before he takes the spot into that? You're a big fan of
probably.
His.
Probably. He's played 12, I think it's 12 T20 internationals for Australia.
Yes.
So being around the national setup's not completely foreign to him, albeit with T20s, yes. You sort of fly in and fly out pretty quickly.
Yep. You've got him in though, don't you?
Put him on the plane.
You've got him in.
Well, there's a gap at five. So to me, and we spoke about this a lot in the post-match review of the test against India, there's a gap now at number five. So we're either going back to Travis Head or we're going for someone different. Mm. Why not have a look at someone different?
Bring some youth in. Pekoski, top of the order when healthy and fit. Cam Green.
Green can stay at six.
And bring in young
McDermott's 26.
Oh, wow.
It
changes the look of the team, doesn't it?
I'm not drawing a line through Travis Head forever.
No.
But I'm just saying.
And what about Wade?
That I do think is going to be a struggle for Matthew Wade.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing with Ben McDermott, not just for the right now, I think Tim Payne's going to South Africa, but beyond that, Ben McDermott's also a wicketkeeper.
Yeah.
So there's all the discussion about Alex Carey and that he's got to be straight in. Ben McDermott's a very good gloveman and an outstanding batsman. That may just change the dynamic of that whole process
as well.
It's
lovely to have options, isn't it, Jack?
Great to have options.